Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
In today's show, I'll be breaking down the latest Bitcoin technical analysis as we do each and every day, as well as the latest updates from Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin Stock the Flow model. And quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Keiser, until Argentina starts buying Bitcoin for its reserves and kicking out the ish coins, it will remain a tool of foreign powers. We'll also be discussing Bitcoin strong as ever with record high 200-day moving average, as well as Grayscale's Bitcoin ETF takes the slow train to recoup $17.4 billion worth of outflows. We'll also be discussing the Bitcoin supply shock as the exchange inflow trend is the lowest since 2015. We'll also be discussing a Bitcoin parabola becoming obvious as Bitcoin indicators flip bullish. I'll be sharing the latest outlook from this crypto trader, as well as the latest from the Giga Chad, Mike Saylor, on why he sees Bitcoin as an apex property of the human race and why it is going to 100x from here. All this plus so much more in today's show. Yo, what's good, crypto fam? This is first and foremost a video show. So if you want the full premium experience with video, visit my YouTube channel at cryptonewsalerts.net. Again, that's cryptonewsalerts.net. Today is pod episode, 1632. I'm your host, JV. It's May 7th, 2024. Bitcoin is correcting. We're currently down 500 on the daily, but maintaining just above 62,900. How low will she go? Be on the lookout for the nips and nader indicator, and let's freaking go. Let's kick it off with our market watch as we do every day. You can see Bitcoin just down 1% on the day. That's nothing. We have Ether down 1% as well, maintaining above 3 Gs. Virtually most of the major cryptos in the red. And checking out the crypto greed and fear index, we're currently sitting at a 2.36 trillion market cap with 71 billion worth of volume for the past 24 hours. Bitcoin dominance 53.4%, with the Ether dominance still on the decline 15.8%. And checking out the top 100 crypto gainers of the past 24 hours, we got AIOZ up 12%, Render up 5%, and Mina up 4.5%. Below that, Chili's, Athena, and Caspa with very modest gains as the bulk of the market is correcting and in the red. Which particular alts, fam, are you guys most bullish on? Holla at your boy. And checking out the crypto bubbles to get that visual perspective on the day in the market. Safe to say the majority of the alts are correcting and in the red, probably 25%-ish in the green. And zooming out on the monthly, it's still a bloodshed overall for the past 30 days, with some of the top coins like Stacks down 33%, Cardano down 24%, Core down 32%. So big losses overall with a handful in the green. And checking out the Crypto Greed and Fear Index, we're currently rated a 68. Which is greed. Yesterday, 71, last week at 67, and last month at 78. In extreme greed, we keep an eye on this because the higher this number goes, when we enter extreme greed, the more likely we are of a pullback and vice versa. So we always keep an eye on that. Let's break down a little TA, aka astrology for the broskies, if you know what I mean. Check it. Bitcoin returned above 64 Gs, baby, this morning, May 7th, as the market took liquidity on both sides of the order book. This is the 1 hour chart, but we even corrected more so this afternoon, hence why we're sitting at 63,000, down an extra G. Now, excuse me, these burps from my kombucha. Data from TradingView showed Bitcoin price action heading higher from the day's low of 62.8 and still within a trading range in place since May 3rd, Bitcoin / USD nonetheless gave speculators a little chance to rest, with sharp moves in either direction liquidating positions. And after the daily close, it was the bid liquidity being taken around 63.5, with Bitcoin then reversing to attack a larger cloud of liquidity around 1,000 higher, according to CoinGlass, as outlined here. Now, commenting on this, we had Dan Crypto Trades, quoting him here, took some hours after the futures reopened, but got there on Monday, which is something we tend to see quite often. And Skoo shared, price currently still chopping around 64,000 going forward, structurally important to trade monthly open, and 61,000 is the market demand. High time frame pivot, 67 G's, baby, send it. Now, Skoo also added that the recovery from the 2 month lows near 58,000 differentiated this bull market from that of 2021 when Bitcoin first attacked that particular level. Now let's touch upon the Hong Kong Bitcoin ETF narrative flipping bullish. I think I shared this breaking news. I'll touch upon again on yesterday's pod that mainland China investors, there's roughly 1.5 billion people in the mainland, may get access to that Bitcoin ETF, which just launched out of Hong Kong, which could be massive, obviously. Now, data from sources, including the UK, investment firm Farside confirmed that all the 10 spot ETFs, including the Grayscale Bitcoin Trust, saw either neutral or positive flows, and that totaled 217 million on May 3rd alone. GBTC saw its first day of inflows since its conversion to an ETF. Only took them over 100 days, right? You had insane outflows. They went from 620,000 Bitcoin, probably now less than 300,000. And I would imagine any day, if not already, BlackRock is about to flip Bitcoin holdings versus Grayscale / GBTC. Quoting Whale Panda, as long as inflows stay positive here, the supply is getting scooped up. So overall, quite bullish. He also additionally described the inflows to the new launched Hong Kong spot ETFs is very stable volume-wise with consistent $8 to $9 million. And quoting Plan B, creator of the Bitcoin stock to flow model, average Bitcoin price 2020-2024, halving cycle was 34 Gs, a bit below 2019 stock to flow predictions of 55,000, but still in a normal range, not bad, given Bitcoin less than 4,000 when the prediction was made. Refit to stock the flow with the new data below on the chart shows similar parameters and results. 0.5 million 2024 to 2028. That's 500 G's, baby. And 4 million between 2028 to 2032. All I gotta say, $500,000 biddy, let's go. $400 biddy, let's freaking bring it already. I cannot wait here personally. But anyways, let me know if you agree or disagree with Plan B and some of those stock to flow projections, and quoting the high priest of Bitcoin, Max Kaiser, until Argentina starts buying Bitcoin for its reserves, Javier Milei, and kicking out ish coins, it'll remain a tool of foreign powers. And the title of that video is Argentina's new president, Javier Milei, is screwing up on Bitcoin by not adopting it. Let me know if you agree. Next story of the day, we're going to discuss the Bitcoin 200-day moving average a little bit. The headline reads, Bitcoin as strong as ever with record high 200-day moving average. Check it. The Bitcoin 200-day moving average is at an all-time high of 50,000, which is a key technical indicator for predicting long-term Bitcoin price trends, suggesting a bullish long-term outlook. The indicator hit its peak May 6th, according to Buy Bitcoin Worldwide. It comes as Bitcoin recovers from the post-halving price dip that saw it drop as low as 56.8. I think that was 3 days ago, right? After the network's block rewards were halved to 3.125 BTC on 420, yo. The simple 200-day moving average sums the last 200 days of Bitcoin's closing price and divides it by 200 to iron out the short-term price fluctuations, aiming to show traders and analysts a long-term indicator. That's right. And when the price action is trading above this indicator, as it is now, it typically suggests that the long-term trend is bullish, whereas the opposite is the case when the price drops below the 200-day moving average. Now, speaking on CNBC Squawk Box, we had Pompliano commenting on this 200-day moving average, crossing 50,000 for the first time in Bitcoin history, quoting Pump. Instead of pump. Over the long run, Bitcoin continues to trend upward, even though on a day-to-day basis, that price is volatile. Don't get lulled to sleep by Bitcoin going sideways. The long-term thesis is as strong as ever, as Pompliano shares here on Squawk Box. Let me know if you agree or disagree. And according to Willy Woo's charts, the 200-week moving average, a much longer-term trend indicator, is also at an all-time high of above 34,000. Nice. Meaning that the yearly trend outlook is even more bullish. The price of Bitcoin crossed the 200-week moving average level mid-October and has been above it ever since. Spot prices are also significantly higher than the realized price indicator, currently around 29,000. The realized price is a measure of the value of all the Bitcoin at the price they were last transacted on chain, divided by the number of the biddies in circulation, and another long-term trend indicator, as outlined here from WooCharts. Now, the shorter-term 50-day moving average has also dipped a little from its peak in mid-April as Bitcoin dropped from its mid-March all-time high, with the current local high being 73.8 over on Coinbase. Pump Liano also mentioned the Grayscale Spot Bitcoin ETF posted its first inflows on May 3rd, which I actually just pointed out. So there you go. We have a lot of bullish indicators right now, and I remind you, they not like us. Anyways, yo, next story of the day. Let's keep it moving. Let's dive a little deeper into these GBTC. What the frick? GBTC, that is correct. Recouping 17.4 billion of these outflows, yo. Grayscale broken the 4-month outflow streak from its Bitcoin ETF, with inflows into GBTC continuing for the second day in a row. On average, roughly 218 million exited GBTC daily for 78 days straight since January 11th, which was the official launch of the Bitcoin ETFs here in the States. This downward trajectory reversed May 3rd when GBTC recorded its first inflow of 63 milli. And as a result, the overall spot Bitcoin ETF market recorded net positive inflows of 378 million following 7 days straight of bleeding. Now, GBTC recorded its second inflow just shy of 4 million May 6th, yesterday, bringing its total inflows to 66.9 million. And despite GBTC's net outflow of 17.4 billion, good Lord, overall spot Bitcoin ETFs in the US maintain a positive balance sheet. BlackRock's iShares Bitcoin Trust attracted the largest overall investment with a net inflow of 15.5 billion. BlackRock, Stack and M, Sat Show. They're probably over 300,000 Bitcoin by now. They may have already flipped GBTC. I'll try to get an update on that tomorrow. Other major net inflow contributors include Fidelity, Fidelity Wise's Origin Bitcoin Fund, which has 8.1 billion, Cathie Wood's ARK 21 with 2.1 billion, and the Bitwise Bitcoin ETF Trust with 1.7 billion. The cumulative flow of investments into the spot ETF market is nearly 11.8 billion at this time. Meanwhile, the US SEC recently delayed its decision to approve or deny spot Ether ETF apps from several providers. Decisions on apps from BlackRock, Grayscale, and Invesco were recently pushed to July. And I would love to know your feedback. Do you think these ETFs for Ether do get an approval, or at least the green light sometime this year? Let me know your thoughts. Quoting them here, the commission, aka the mafia, finds that it is appropriate to designate a longer period within which to issue an order approving or disapproving the proposed rule change so that it has sufficient time to consider the proposed rule change and the issues raised therein, is what they wrote in their filing. The SEC delayed the decisions on apps from all prospective Ether ETF issuers, which include Fidelity, Franklin, Hashdex, and ARK 21 shares. So yeah, let me know your thoughts regarding the Ether ETF. Personally, I think the Bitcoin ETF will continue to be a big deal. I don't see the green light from the SEC occurring this year, but I could be wrong. So I want to know your thoughts, yo. Anyways, let's move on to the next story. Still got a few more to share with you before we go pitch dark here. Supply shock of incoming, anyone? That's right. Bitcoin supply shock exchange inflows trend the lowest since 2015, as pointed out by Crypto Quant and Axel Adler. They shared that the Bitcoin exchange inflows have been heading down for a while now. The exchange inflow is an on-chain indicator, which keeps track of the total amount of biddies the investors deposit into wallets attached to centralized exchanges. When this metric's value is high, it means the hodlers are transferring a large number of coins to the platforms right now. And as one of the main reasons why investors might deposit coins in the exchanges, custody for the selling purposes. So it kind of trends to be bearish for the asset. But on the other hand, the low indicator implies the exchanges aren't receiving many deposits currently. Depending upon the trend and the opposite metric, the exchange outflow, such as a trend, can be either bullish or neutral for a crypto's price. And right now, here's a chart that shows the trend in the Bitcoin exchange inflow over the past decade, Joe. Check it. You can see right here. Now, as displayed in the graph, the trend of the Bitcoin exchange inflow is sitting at 20,000 BTC right now, the lowest value the market has seen since 2015. That's right. The analysts also attached the data for the indicator's 365-day moving average to the same chart. This line has been on the decline since February 2018, dropping from 90,000 Bitcoin to 36,000 Bitcoin today. The decline in the exchange inflows could indicate that the appetite for selling crypto has clearly reduced. And if so, due to the how the supply dynamics work, the price could naturally benefit from a bullish effect from this pattern. However, there could be another explanation for the long-term trend and the fact that the exchanges haven't played a constant role in the market throughout these years. For example, in the 2017 cycle, the exchanges were relevant in the market, so they actively receive huge deposits. But still, during the 2021 cycle, new ways to invest into Bitcoin popped up, which may explain why the drop-off occurred between the two periods. And fast forward to today, Bitcoin finds itself in the new era where the spot ETFs have gained the approval, attracting considerable demand. And with these ETFs, crypto exchanges are bound to have lost more relevance. Hence, why it looks like the cycle will see few or even fewer deposits than the 2021 epoch. So there you have it, yo. Very limited amount of biddies even available on the exchanges. And some of the top analysts are projecting within the next 3, 6 to even 12 months. I mean, there's a lot of factors and variables, but we'll see a legitimate supply shock where there's just no more Bitcoin available, which drives up the price because they got to bribe the Bitcoin hodlers, such as the long-term hodlers, and which are holding most of Bitcoin to sell, right? By offering more money. Hence, we call Bitcoin number go up technology. Every 4-year cyclical cycle, numbers go up just like that. I've got two more stories to share, and then we'll do a live Q&A session and we'll kick it for a little bit before it gets pitch dark here, yo. And I got to turn the light on and look like Casper because that's how the light does me dirty. Just saying. But anyways, fam, next story of the day. Headline reads, Bitcoin parabola becoming obvious as Bitcoin indicators flip bullish, says crypto trader. And here's his latest outlook. And we're referring to Kevin Svensson. He recently shared, Bitcoin may have just completed base four for the parabolic curve pattern. He shares a chart indicating Bitcoin is now poised to rally to the pattern's price target of 90 G's, baby. Quoting him here, Bitcoin slash parabolic trend now entering the stage where the parabola becomes obvious. I have been screaming from the rooftops about this potential for the past year. Here we are. It's real. Svensson's stance on Bitcoin comes as he says two momentum indicators have flipped bullish on the king. And according to the analyst, that's the Bitcoin moving average convergence divergence, known as the MACD, as well as the RSI, which is the relative strength index indicators on specifically the daily chart, which has swung to the side of the Bitcoin bulls. And you can see his stages right here. Base one, base two, base three, base four, taking us on up to 90,000, which he claims to be the sell point. And he also shared here another chart, Bitcoin daily chart, MACD plus the RSI, Bitcoin's first positive MACD in 50 plus days. Bitcoin broke above the 65 plus day RSI downtrend. The picture is certainly shifting here. As he points out, you can see the RSI as well as the MACD indicators, which we also use here on the channel when we do the pump watches. Those are two indicators I always have out as well, and we keep an eye on. But you can see the breakout points, etc. And Svensson takes his bullish outlook on Bitcoin a step further, saying the Bitcoin's bull market will not end once Bitcoin hits 90,000. Maybe we'll just start getting started. Quoting him here, people jump to the conclusion this may be my bull cycle prediction. They assume 90,000 is my cycle peak target. That is not the case. I do expect a major correction after 90,000, but we are still very early in this cycle. The Bitcoin halving just happened. There'll be a lot more action after this. Now, I agree 100%. I think we haven't even seen the first real leg up. We're sitting at 63. The first real leg up, I think, will take us to 90,000. And I think we consolidate, correct. You know what I mean? Do what Bitcoin does best. Massive volatility, and then we hit the next leg up, which could take us to 120,000. And then by next year, I can see potentially 200,000, 300,000, potentially even higher. Bitcoin has no top. Fiat has no bottom, right? Now for our featured story of the day. Michael Saylor recently gave a little speech. Quoting him here, I see Bitcoin as an apex property of the human race, and goes on to talk about Bitcoin 100xing from here. And I personally feel Bitcoin will 100x, at least in our lifetime. I can speak on behalf of myself. I don't know how old you are, how long you expect to live, but nonetheless, let a brother dream, if you know what I mean. So 100 G's from the Giga Chat. Let's break it down. Let's start. From a quote, which you just recently gave at this Bitcoin for Corporations conference. Let them take 10 years to figure it out, because that's how you 100X. That's right. And speaking of X, rest in peace, DMX. We're speaking about hip hop today. But anyways, fam, this headline reads, why Michael Saylor sees Bitcoin as the apex property of the human race. Very bold words. Let's break this down. I hope I can read the article, man. Something just popped up. It's not letting me. I got to sign up. I don't want to sign up, in all honesty. Man, let me try just refreshing and see if it fixes itself. My apologies. I set this up earlier, so I wasn't anticipating it blurring out for whatever reason. Damn it. I got to put in my info. I don't want to. So yeah, so what we're going to do, change of plans. I mean, this happens from time to time on the fly, live show. What the frick are we going to do? I can't read the article. F the article. They're not like us. Thank you, KDOT. Let's just discuss Bitcoin hitting 100X. I don't need to quote Michael Saylor. You know what I mean? I quote JV and the essence of Michael Saylor mixed with the essence of Satoshi, mixed with the essence of Martin Luther King, mixed with the essence of Malcolm X, if you know what I'm saying. Mixed with the essence of the Nipponator Indicator. And with that being shared, Nipsey, I think you deserve the spotlight, right? I think you deserve the spotlight. Let's turn this mofo on. Oh, they not like Nip. They not like Nip. Buy the freaking dip. They not like Nip. They not like Nip. Yeah, F the article. We don't need articles. I can just talk. I think you guys will enjoy that more anyways. So yeah, I've heard many predictions of Michael Saylor talking about Bitcoin doing 100X. Can someone run the math for me? What's 100 times 60,000? Just for a ballpark number of what we can anticipate in our lifetimes, fam. Let me know. Drake, unlive the story, JV was going to read. Precisely. Drake just unlived the story I was going to read. Damn it. 100X in purchasing power, 100X in dollars might not be a net zero trade. Well, let's say 100X market cap, taking us from a billion-ish, not billion, my bad, trillion-ish to 100 trillion. Can you see 100 trillion market cap? And what's going to happen to the Bitcoin price when the Bitcoin price does 100X alongside with the market cap? Let me know, because I want to know what those numbers are. Only 6 million. No, 10X. Wait. Oh, you're right. 100X is only 6 million. Oh, I can see Bitcoin doing way more than 6 million in my lifetime. So I take that back. Yes, I can see Bitcoin 100Xing, but 6 million, easy peasy. In my head, I think we'll see $100 million in my lifetime. I don't know how many years I'll live on this earth, but I could already see it. 100 million. 6 million easy. 6 million within the next two cycles. Following cycle, we hit a million, JV's personal prediction. And the following cycle, 5, 6, potentially 10 million. I'm sticking with it. Let me know your thoughts on that. You know what I mean? Give us the math again. Yeah, so 10X times 60, 600,000. You add another zero, we go to 6 million. You add another zero with 1,000X, you got 60 million. What happens when we go 10,000X from here? 600 million, mofos.
They not like us. 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 They not like us.
Facts. You know what I mean? And anyone that says $6, permaban the motherfucker. I'm just playing. All right, 60 milli, I can see that happening, big dog. Inflation and taxes stay the same, and the Bitcoin reaches a milli and will only be worth 210,000 of the USDs. How about we USDs these, fill in the blank. not like us, bro.
You think the Bay gon' let you disrespect Pop, nigga? I think that Oakland show gon' be your last stop, nigga. They cold foul. I don't know why you still pretending. What is the owl? Bird niggas and bird bitches.
Woo! JV is pumping it today. Yeah, yo, I'm just... I got a lot of energy inside of me. I need to express it. Maybe I should be in the gym right now or hitting a punching bag. I don't know. But I'm feeling it. And I got the Island Mango blend up in here, yo. You know what you know about the organic kombucha fizzy tea? What you know about that? Inflation is the problem. Want to know what the problem is? The motherfuckers who create the inflation. The central banks. Bitcoin unlives the central banking cartels. Truly does. As it separates money from state. Common sense, right? Knowledge pays is the best interest. Yes, knowledge pays dividends. I like the nighttime, JV. Good. My energy is apparently up. You guys appreciate it. Much appreciated. One Bitcoin will always be one Bitcoin. Inflation be damned. Damn. Yeah, there you go. One Bitcoin will always, always be Bitcoin. And don't forget to check out CryptoNewsAlerts.net for the full premium experience with video and to participate in our live Q&A. And I look forward to seeing you on tomorrow's episode. HODL.